You're listening to the Websurden Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. A Chinese comedian is suing Baidu in an attempt to get a ruling similar to the European Right to be Forgotten law. Amazon has launched its Kindle Unlimited ebook service in India. And research has revealed that mobile e-commerce is growing 300% faster than desktop e-commerce. A Chinese comedian is suing the Chinese search giant Baidu in an attempt to get a ruling similar to the European Right to be Forgotten law. Deliang Shu is suing because a Baidu Baike entry about him allegedly contains incorrect, defamatory content. Baidu Baike is an online encyclopedia similar to Wikipedia. Shu wants Baidu to block the creation of any future Baidu Baike entries about him, arguing that as a public figure, having incorrect information online severely damages his reputation. He also wants to be unsearchable on Baidu, arguing that Baidu is breaking the law as it does not have his consent to make money from his Baidu Baike entry. He admits his case is in uncharted legal territory, commenting that we are arguing that a citizen has the right to disappear on one of the most popular internet services. This has not been done before. Amazon has launched its Kindle Unlimited ebook service in India. The subscription, which costs 99 rupees for the first month and 199 rupees for subsequent months, equivalent to $3, allows Kindle users to download an unlimited number of ebooks. Amazon hopes that it will be able to compete with its rival Flipkart, which currently dominates the Indian ebook and e-commerce market. The Indian e-commerce market is worth $2 billion, with ebooks making up around 2% of this, although this proportion is expected to increase as smartphones and tablets become cheaper. Kindle Unlimited is now available in India, the US, Canada, UK, France, Germany, Spain, Italy, Mexico, and Brazil. Research by Coupify has revealed that mobile e-commerce is growing 300% faster than desktop e-commerce. Coupify, a coupons website, predicts that mobile e-commerce will grow by 42% between 2013 and 2016, substantially more than the 13% growth predicted on desktops over the same time period. The growth is being seen strongest in China, Spain, Norway, Sweden, and Denmark, as well as developing Southeast Asian countries. In terms of the amount of money spent, Apple users spent more than Android users, tablet users spent more than smartphone users, and men spent more than women. 560 million people engaged in mobile e-commerce on Coupify in 2014, spending $200 billion. This is expected to triple in the next 3 years to $600 billion. 40% of UAE residents engage in online shopping at least once a week, according to research by Network International. The most common things that residents used online payments for were sending money to their families abroad and paying bills. Buying expensive items such as cars and property, paying school fees, and ordering takeaways were also common activities. Asian expats were the most likely to make online payments, followed by Emiratis, Arab expats, and Western expats. Age was also a factor, with people aged in their 30s being most likely to buy online, followed by people aged 40 and above, and people aged under 29 being the least likely to buy online. And finally, the coupon and discounts company Groupon has left the Turkish market. Groupon exited Turkey on the 24th of August after it failed to reach its financial expectations in the country, 5 years after it first entered the Turkish market. Turkey's internet penetration is slightly lower than other European countries at around 60%, which perhaps contributed to Groupon's lack of success in the country. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and join me next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.